You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And I want to first start off and say I hope you are having a fabulous day. I know we got a lot of challenges and things going on in our lives, but I just want to wish you all a fabulous day. And I just want to make sure that you take this time out for yourself and find a place to sit, grab something to write with. You know how I do it. Grab your favorite beverage if you can, or if you're driving or busy and you're just listening to this, just make sure you take this time for yourself for the next few minutes so you're not interrupted, so to speak, and you can just love and nurture yourself. And I want to start off with this question because, again, I know we're all going through a little bit of challenges with what's going on in the world today, but this is just some food for you to think of and some food for thought to carry you throughout the day, the week, the month, and the rest of the year. So I want to ask you, are you spending this time that we're in right now being thankful for life, your blessings, or are you spending this time complaining and focusing on the negative? So just a little food for thought to help carry you, like I said, through the rest of your day, the week, the month, and the rest of the year, because for me personally, I'm spending this time being thankful for my life and my blessings and my health and well-being, and I'm staying in the positive realm. So I'm just tagging you guys with that and just giving you something to think about. Now, our show is great. I have a nice guest that you guys are going to just love. So again, if you haven't taken time to get a piece of paper, something to write with, I suggest that you do that and get a favorite beverage. Just spend a little time with yourself. Before we get started, of course, I want to thank our sponsors of the show, Blissful Living For You. And Blissful Living For You has got some wonderful things going on, particularly a summit coming out. So you want to go sign up for this summit for anybody out there, women. If you're feeling unstoppable, you have a passion that you want to turn into purpose, a purpose that you want to turn into profit, or a passion you want to turn into profit, then there's an event that Blissful Living For You has on their site that you need to check out and be a part of. And you want to go to Blissful Living, the number 4, and the letter U.com to check out that event. It's called the Unstoppable Woman Summit, Turning Passion into Purpose. So go check it out. It's a free event. And the next sponsor of the podcast I want to thank is All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable Incorporated is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They've been in business for 30 years. They specialize in network distribution, meaning they install voice, data, fiber optic cabling, wireless system, audio, video, anything that you need to help you work effectively, efficiently, and make the right connections the first time when you use your technology. If you need some ad moves or changes with it, you're located in California or the Western region, please reach out to All Day Cable Incorporated. They have a 5-star rating, and many of their customers have been with them for the 30 years that they've been in business, and they've suffered through all the different economies that we've had, and they're still in business. So check out a reliable 5-star telecom installation company at alldaycableinc.com if you have a need for those services. Now, the sponsor of today's show is our guest, and let me tell you a little bit about her. So, her name is Athena Lucene, and Athena Lucene is a spiritual thought leader, coach, and speaker who teaches and empowers persons to reclaim their spiritual gifts and remain intuitive and spiritually centered in their everyday life. Praised for her intuitive abilities and healing conscious awakening activation, She assists others in connecting with their inner spirit, thus eliminating limiting beliefs, judgments, and negative emotions to overcome adversity. Pay attention, y'all. Allow Athena Lucene to open the door to personal freedom, understanding, and spiritual growth for you. She has been featured in Speakers Magazine and hosts a weekly podcast, Cosmic Celebrity, where she offers consciousness, awakening tips, and inspiration for the spiritually gifted. Now, as I mentioned to you, this show is being sponsored by Athena, but it is being sponsored by Universal Heart Coaching by Athena Lucene. So, Athena, I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to Blissful Living, and how are you doing today?
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I am wonderful, and I'm excited to be here with you, co-creating with you, and the Blissful Living community.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here with us, and I like to just kind of jump right into things because you are someone I think probably a lot of people out there listening probably need to connect with, want to connect with, or looking for somebody like that to connect with in their life because, like I said in the opening, we're going through some challenging times, and a lot of people are having some difficulties. And so with regards to that and you being a spiritually gifted person, I want to open up and ask you, what has been your journey to being a, first of all, when did you realize that you were spiritually gifted?
Well, I always knew that there was something different about me. The difference is as I got older and got more experience with my abilities, I started to discover language that went along with my abilities. So as subtle as they were, I did not have a frame of reference for the experiences, the prophetic experiences that I was having. So I would say early on in childhood, and then since then, it's just progressionally developed.
Now, is there anybody else in your family that is considered to be spiritually gifted?
Most are not aware. Some of them, yes, but a lot of them who are spiritually gifted, they're not aware of it. So it's not something that has been very much nurtured amongst my family members, but I believe that they are, many of them.
Okay.
And I think maybe just a couple of them actually are aware of it and truly nurture it and develop it as much as they can, which is okay.
Wow.
It's free will.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, you know, as I like to say, we all have our own path to bliss. And even though things may seem similar with another, you know, your journey and my journey, so to speak, you know, can be completely different. I can be, you know, not aware or awakened, so to speak, and, you know, you're fully awakened. So it doesn't make it wrong or right. It's just that's how it's supposed
right.
to be, right? So let
exactly.
me. I just want to, like, for the listeners out there, you guys are probably like, well, what does she mean spiritually gifted? So I want you to share with the listeners exactly what you're meaning when you say spiritually gifted.
Sure. So spiritually gifted, when I use that term, it correlates with my philosophy as far as how we experience our inner being or our higher self as it relates to the creator, right? Or God or, you know, the Most High, whatever word or frame of reference that a person uses to describe that divine essence that inspires mm-hmm. us to the best version of ourselves. And I think that when I say spiritually gifted, I mean that those persons tend to have a natural awakening and inclination an intuitive knowing, their inner spirit, a connection with their inner spirit. And from that intuitive knowing, then comes other extrasensory perceptive abilities, such as the very famous, one of the most commonly known one of them is the empathic abilities, right? The
mm-hmm.
ability to be able to really feel and take on the energy and emotions of others in a compassionate way. And, you know, clairvoyance, other extrasensory perceptive abilities. So anyone who experiences prophetic dreams, who have any of these types of clairaudiences, any of these types of extra perceptive abilities, extra sensory perceptive abilities, is what I mean by spiritually gifted.
Okay, so like, you know, you said clairaudience, prophetic dreams, somebody that's an empathetic or empath, so to speak, with a, like the first people that come into my mind when I hear the word empath is people in the healthcare profession, nurses, doctors.
Yes.
You know, those, yes. You know, that. So there you have it, listeners. There's some of the definitions, some of the words, intuitive, a person that's intuitive, claircognizant people, clairvoyant people. Those are all spiritual gifts, and those are kind of the things that we're going to be diving into and talking about, chatting about, how they can help us and how a person like Athena can actually, you know, help us, particularly during this, you know, very, I hate to keep saying challenging, but during this very different time that we are going through.
Interesting times. Yes, yes. Interesting times, yes. That invites us to a purposeful, observant, present experiencing of different aspects of ourselves. Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, I'm having a ball during this time, but I know there are other people that are struggling, and I've had, you know, losses occur within people I know that I've known, and good friends and things of that nature. But I understand. I just have a different perspective about things, and always try to keep things positive. So back to you. Now, how did you learn to remain emotionally and how did you learn to remain emotionally and psychologically balanced with your gifts, particularly during times of stress and strife?
I learned through, I awakened to the full realization of my abilities, unfortunately, through trauma and a lot of emotional suffering. And what I mean by that is it wasn't, for most of my life, I had suppressed these abilities. I wanted so desperately, especially as a child, to just be normal, quote unquote, and to fit in. And, you know, it wasn't until a series of personal events such as my mother's transitioning, divorce, me transitioning career choices from a federal investigator to just follow a path that I was so uncertain about at the time. But there was my inner spirit was blossoming. There was something intangible that I could not place my finger on or describe. And in the process of just trusting the Creator and trusting my gift of spirituality, it led me to a beautiful unfolding where I am now able to understand and put language to the various experiences that I've had. Because the challenge with this, Rochelle Marie, is that these gifts are so subtle. For many persons who are gifted, they know that there's something different, but it's so subtle that many of them miss it. And a lot of persons in my experience think that this is how other persons are perceiving their reality to some extent. Right? So it's not until, like, you know, we have the deep conversation. Like, I had someone the other day reach out to me and say, you know, they listened to a podcast episode and they said, you know, I always thought that inner knowing was just, you know, the Creator guiding me. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it, right? But we dismiss it because it's so subtle, right? So we don't think much of it. Or, you know, you go to leave your home and then it's like it just happens synchronistically that you left something important at home and then you turn back around to get it. But that changed the trajectory of the events of that unfold the day in the way that they did. And that's called your divine protection. You see? So it's the little things like that, and we miss it all the time if we're not spiritually connected and aware. So,
you know, that's very interesting. Very, very interesting, because I know I know I'm very intuitive, and I'm an empath because I'm a nurse, and I'm not an empath because I'm a nurse. I was an empath before I was a nurse. So So I've been that kind of person all my life since probably the age of four. I'm always taking care of other people and, you know, animals and whatever. You know, I've always been that type of person, super intuitive. I mean, I just, it used to blow my mind. And I think, like you said, I just thought everybody was like this, you know.
Yeah.
And then, right? I didn't know. I mean, I was young. I was a kid. I just thought everybody, but I would always know stuff. I would always know stuff before it happened, know what was going on behind the smoke screen that people put up. And very gifted in, and I say gifted because I have a gift where I can see terminal illness in a person. So as a registered nurse in the emergency department or, in, you know, doing when I was doing that clinical aspect, I was very intuitive with my patients. I knew who was the sickest. I knew who was getting ready to crump on me. I knew who was fine, you know, and I could convey that information to my physicians that I was working with. And they would always say, well, how do you know this? Or I would be like, you need to order these tests for this person and blah, 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 blah. Or they would come, you know, after a while they start coming to me, well, what do you think it is? And I would be like, oh, well, it's this. And they're like, well, how do you know this? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
You just know. You have a knowing.
I just, I have no idea. I just know. And it's like, I don't hear it. I don't see. I don't have a vision. I have the knowing. I just know. I just know.
And,
you know, and so
that's yeah. Well, two things I want to say. It's been called a medical intuitive when you're able to see that type of insight. And secondly, what an amazing and beautiful thing it is that you're able to share your light in that way to guide someone on their return home. I think that's one of, like, the biggest blessing anyone could either consciously or subconsciously ask for, and you answer to that calling by standing in the truth of that light. So thank you for doing that and continue to do this on your platform.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not in clinical practice. I still have my nursing license and my nurse practitioner stuff, and I'm not in the clinical setting any longer. But I just, it's just certain, it's just weird. I just can look at people and tell certain things, and not always, you know, I'm not always focused on their health and well-being, but, you know, somebody's lying or.
Yes.
Are they telling you one thing, but it's something else? And, you know, it's you know, they're not telling the whole story or the bad. It's just, it's really interesting. And I used to just sometimes would blurt it, you know, you lying or whatever. But then as I've aged, of course, you know, I learned to just keep my stuff to myself because not everybody is, one, ready to receive the information, you know. And so it's just like, okay, it's that's not for me. But enough about me. Okay, so I want to get back to you.
No, so it's okay. No, it's interesting, and it's perfectly divinely orchestrated, because back to your question about the remaining of the psychological and the emotional balance, a lot of times persons who are spiritually gifted have that insight when they're interacting with a person who's not as aware of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of incongruency with the things people say and the things they do that spiritually gifted persons pick up on. And part of the nurturing and the development that spiritually gifted persons, I always recommend that they embrace and nurture their gifts so that they understand human nature as well. Sometimes persons are unaware of their incongruencies, and they're not intentionally lying. They're just unaware. Sometimes they are lying, but sometimes they're simply unaware. And it's for us to have this insight and this understanding to remain psychologically and emotionally balanced. And in interacting with these persons, the greater question is then, well, then how do we interact with this person without being upset, without taking it personal, like you're lying to me, you know?
Right,
there is
a
lot of persons who are not aware of themselves. And it's just something that we have to just have an understanding of as spiritually gifted persons and just remain centered in our interaction with them.
You know, beautiful.
And
beautiful.
I learned that through suffering, by the way. I learned that through confronting a whole lot of people. And then I realized after a while, you know what, Athena?
I know.
Yeah.
I think this is a great conversation because, it's just very uplifting to me.
So
and
nourishing.
I know people out there listening, right, are getting uplifted by the energy because I can feel it. But what I want to ask you with regards to, and you guys out there listening, you know, this is spiritually gifted. So if you feel that what we're talking about is bubbling up inside you, making a connection, you already know you're spiritually gifted, you know spiritually gifted people, whatever is happening as we're having this conversation energetically around you and within you, know that it's right. And you really do need to be listening to this information because it's a rarity that you have two fabulous women, first of all, talking about this, but it's a rarity to hear stuff like this nowadays because, we're just living in a different time as things progress. So if things are resonating, bubbling up inside you, just hold tight, keep taking notes because Athena is going to share some more wisdom with us with regards to that.
Now,
Athena, I want to ask you, we already kind of told, you know, we already talked about how a person will, you know if they're spiritually gifted, the subtlety of it, you know, and how sometimes a lot of times people feel it, see it, you know, and just discount it because they think, oh, you know, everybody's like this or whatever, like me, you, so to speak. But once a person discovers that they have a spiritual gift, and whatever that may be, you know, healing hands or whatever that may be, how do they develop the confidence or become confident and comfortable with trusting their spiritual gift?
Yes, and they do that through starting to trust themselves, their inner spirit, starting to connect and harmonize with the inner space so that then the outer space is reflective congruently with their universal truth, with their purpose, with their soul nourishing desires and everything that they were created to be and to contribute to humanity in their life using these gifts. It's practice. It's having that deeply rooted spiritual connection with the Creator and ultimately themselves. And it's day in, day out, that commitment to the personal growth, the personal development, the expansion of their consciousness, being willing to learn more and see things in a higher perspective. It takes courage, a lot of courage. I'm making it sound easier than it is sometimes. And that is why it's important for me personally to, as part of my purpose, is to assist persons with understanding their abilities and knowing how to nurture them, because unfortunately society does not do much to support that. And my huge, my larger concern is that once a person gets to a certain level or a certain age without having the nurturance and the to develop their gifts and to become confident with who they are and embracing all aspects of themselves, including their giftedness, what happens is if they're not nurtured, guess what? They become isolated. They isolate themselves. They become more suicidal, more prone to suicide. They become what's labeled and called mentally ill, when really the spiritual insights behind mental illness is simply the mind does not have the conscious pathway open to continue to perceive at the spiritual level of growth that they've attained. So it leads to so many, you know, a lot of times I see statistical reports about midlife crises and, you know, empty nester syndrome and things of that nature. But I think the fundamental problem at the root is that persons are not given the language to perceive their reality at that spiritual consciousness that they've awakened to.
You know, you mentioned very interesting, lots of interesting things in there. But what you mentioned was the last part with regards to, you know, just really owning or stepping into their gifts, and you know, the different times in life. Like for instance, the empty nesters or people just coming into a maturity. I think sometimes, and what I've seen, I mean, I don't know, it's just kind of maybe an opinion of mine, but I've seen people be like people I've known for all my life, and they're one way when we were young, and then as we begin to age, you know, when you're young, you're trying to fit in, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to find
be normal.
Your way, you're trying to, right? Yeah, you're trying to do your, you know, but then as the progression of time goes down the timeline, you see these people kind of change a little bit, wax and wane, and then, you know, all of a sudden it's like, you know, this couple that was married or, you know, whatever, all of a sudden, you know, and you see it all the time in the, you know, news, not the news, but, you know, you see it all the time in the news. You might hear about a couple who's been married forever and a day, and all of a sudden they divorced. And it was like, well, what was the problem? It was like, well, we just kind of changed, or, you know, I kind of changed. But sometimes I think it's that in the beginning, the person wasn't one way and they were trying to fit in, and they got to a certain point on their path to bliss, so to speak, where they realized, I'm tired of trying to fit in, and I'm tired of ignoring my gifts. And either this person I'm with is going to accept me and be on this journey with me, or, you know, and I'm going to quit doing the facade, or it's just, you know, it's just time to go our separate ways because we're growing into separate paths. And so it's just very interesting that you said that, and I think no one should be down on themselves for any type of change or things that take them in a different pathway, because it's all meant to happen. It's all meant, it's all part of our journey. And I want to ask you with regards to, because there's a lot of limiting beliefs going on, and there always has been, but it seems to be really prevalent right now. What is one suggestion, and this could be for spiritually gifted people, or, you know, I don't hate to call people regular, but, or just the, you know, the non-spiritually gifted people as well. What is one thing that we can do to help us to begin to start eliminating those limiting beliefs?
The one thing I would say is it's actually a universal answer, and that is to stop betraying your soul, stop betraying yourself, and return within and discover, remember who you are. And once you know who you are the same divine essence, no matter what environment you're in, no matter what, you bring your consciousness with you wherever you go. And so that consciousness, that spiritual connection is what is, it's your internal guidance. It's your spiritual tool, your intuition, that it gives you that access to that flow, that supernatural, mystical, and magical flow. That just creates circumstances to align with you and your powerful intention of well-being. So I would just say, discover who you are, like forever. Never stop learning something new about you, and celebrate you, because you're unique. You have a magnificent divinity within you that is always blossoming more and more. And the idea is to never give up on yourself and never give up on the fulfillment of that, and never let anyone dim your inner light. So a good phrase for what you were explaining with the married couple, for instance, or with persons who just start out with life with so much zeal and zest for life, and then all of a sudden as they get older, you know, they tend to be this different person. It's because that inner light becomes dim through life experiences, or through putting their trust in other persons to validate and approve of them, when from the beginning, the work was always to be self-centered within our own spirit, center stage with our own inner spirit, and that rhythmic dance with the Creator that will never leave you astray. You know, so the idea is to trust that even in the uncertain times, such as right now, right? You know, right. That right now there's a lot of things that we don't know about what's going to be happening next week, next month. What we do know is that the gift of spirituality is always and forever there and available to us.
Beautiful. I like that. So it's just basically reconnecting with yourself, or connecting with yourself, and I guess allowing whatever comes up to come up, because when you go through that process, at the other side of that process, you will reconnect with yourself. And so that, I think that's beautiful, because I think all of us need to hear that. A lot of times we just get down on ourselves, and, you know, once you start doing that, those limiting beliefs kick in for a lot of people, and it holds them back from stepping into, you know, their passion, doing their passion. And what's interesting is when we began talking, you said you were a federal investigator. you know, right? And I'm like, whoa. you're on a whole nother level, so to speak. And I just want to ask you with regards to that, you know, we all start off doing something that we need to do because we, you know, that's what we do. But
yes.
How were you able to make that transition but more importantly, what sparked you to make that transition from doing what you've been doing to stepping into your true light of your, you know, really owning and sharing your spiritual gifts with the world?
Right. So thank you for that question. So I came to the States. I'm of Caribbean descent. I was actually born in the Caribbean. And so when my mom and I first came here to the States.
Wait, girl, you gotta tell us what island. What island, girl? You're just trying to roll through that. What island?
Jamaica. Jamaica,
oh,
yes.
Jamaica, I love yes. Jamaica. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's no problem. So culturally, when you're given opportunities as coming to the States and, you know, having an array of different exposures, you make your family proud. You work hard. You go to school. Attain the American dream, right? You purchase a home. You get married. You do everything scripted, right?
Right.
So essentially, I did that, as so many people have done. And I did that without the awareness of, okay, why am I truly doing these things? Am I doing these things because it's truly soul nourishing? At the time, I didn't have these languages, but I just did, you know, just one thing at a time. Okay, society
right.
says to be happy and to be fulfilled, you know, and I get the degree, and then I climb the career ladder, and then, you know, I joined the military. I'm like, I did everything. I'm a combat veteran. Like, I did everything
oh, wow.
just to make sure. I'm telling you, I was socially scripted. I was a socially scripted perfect ideal. But guess what, Rochelle Marie? The happiness, the fulfillment after each accomplishment was so short-lived. And then
yeah.
there was this empty void again. And then it's like, okay, at first I was in the cycle and it was like, okay, I said to myself, let's just accomplish something else that's greater than the first accomplishment, right? And then I stopped. And I said, you know what, no matter what I accomplish, that feeling of emptiness is still there. There's a momentary
right.
happiness, but then it goes away. And I didn't have the language at the time, but my soul was yearning for something that was self-sustaining and continual and was not based on conditions. And so I shifted my mindset to, well, how can I just start living carefree and live my truth, what's true for me, and do the things, even if it was just something as simple as gardening, you know,
right.
connecting with the things that I felt so happy and blissful doing. And so I decided, you know, and it's through asking of these questions and the inner reflections, and because spiritually gifted persons are very reflective and introspective. And from that space came the answers of, you know what, I'm a top senior investigator in the whole region, and I'm still feeling unfulfilled at the end of the day. Did everything perfectly, got to the GS-12 position, and I did all of that. But guess what? The internal transformation had begun, and I changed, and I loved public service, and I loved the idea of helping others, to empower others through the avenue of federal law. However,
mm-hmm.
There was a part of me that was dying inside. The inner light was dimming, right? And
mm-hmm.
so through a series of just asking questions, asking myself questions, and this interesting thing that happens is when we are seeking something, it's already within us, and it's also seeking
yeah.
us.
So
right. the universe, the creator, you know, all the life forces came together to divinely orchestrate this beautiful outcome, where I created subconsciously a situation where it was like, okay, a time for the separation of my federal government position is now here. Because one thing I always ask is, how can I be the highest version of myself? And in
mm-hmm.
receiving the answer of that, the perfect expressions manifested so that I could be in the receiving of what I was asking for, which is to stand in my purpose, which is to continually grow spiritually, continually stand in the truth of all I was created to be, which is why it's so important to be conscious about how we talk to ourselves. because we're asking these questions. And even though we don't know what the actual physical manifestations of the answers will be, it's important for us to continue asking the questions of how can we get to that next level of fulfillment, happiness, and well-being overall. And so in asking those questions, it manifested, and, you know, entrepreneurism, you know, presented an opportunity because we go through these fiscal, you know, government shutdowns, right? And appropriations, funding. And 1 year we actually got shut down, and I said, oh my gosh, you know, like, this is not everything it's been perceived to be by society, right? You know, it's a wonderful job, and I learned a lot. However, it's a job, and it's a job that I had no longer resonated with the frequency, the bureaucracy of it. I was vibrating like, oh, the ocean, and I just want to be carefree, and, you know, these beautiful free spirits that's doing everything we're created to be. And, you know, it just started from there, one step at a time, and trust. And, you know, it wasn't easy at the time. And talking about awakening through trauma and suffering, that career change for me was one of those examples. I didn't know what was happening to me. That was all I knew is that, you know, there was this my inner spirit was yearning for change. And I'm so happy I trusted and followed my guidance, even when I didn't have all the answers.
I love that. I love that. You know, sometimes, a lot of times, we don't have the answers. You know, when I think about my journey and stuff, I just did things. I didn't have the answer. I couldn't see two inches in front of me as to what was going to happen next. But I knew that I had to do whatever it was that I was doing, right? And I knew that because I had to do it, it was divinely given and instilled in me to do it because it was part of my purpose, part of my path. And so sometimes taking that step out and, you know, in the midst of fog, when you can't see what's in front of you, or in the midst of pitch blackness, you can't see what's in front of you, is the greatest step that we ever take. And that is, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. Oh, my gosh, I can continue talking, but, we're running out of time. It's like, just getting so good. And then, you know, but it's okay. We'll bring you back. But I want to ask
I'd be honored to return. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Next time you come back, we're going to talk about some good old Jamaican food and,
some,
you know,
good old
music
Jamaican food
and the
fruits
and
the spices and the reggae, the culture.
Oh, yes. Beautiful culture. Beautiful culture.
We should plan a retreat to Jamaica.
We should.
I think
we
that would
should.
Be amazing.
I love Jamaica. I've got a couple friends. We're digressing, you guys, but I got a couple friends that live in Jamaica. One of my friends she lives in Kingston. And then another one, actually, I have several friends now I think about it. Anyway, we'll talk about Jamaica
next Andrew.
Time. So stay tuned, you guys.
Yes.
We're going to bring you back spiritually gifted, and we're going to talk about being spiritually gifted and all about Jamaica. But right now, Athena, I want you to share with the listeners, I know you've written a book. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Sure. So the name of the book, the title of the book is You Are Spiritually Gifted. And the subtitle is Sharing Your Mystical Gifts in a World That Doesn't Get It. And it's all about that emotional and psychological balance. And it's all about teaching persons who think they're spiritually gifted or know they're spiritually gifted how to awaken and nurture those beautiful abilities and those beautiful sacred gifts without trauma and suffering. Because I don't believe we have to do that. We don't have to suffer through our awakening. And so I believe that, you know, persons like myself who has actually suffered and awakened through trauma, it doesn't have to be that way
for
everyone.
For everybody.
So the book is a gift to everyone else to learn, you know, how to embrace it more effortlessly, right?
So
and more naturally.
How do they get it?
Well,
So
persons can go to youarespirituallygifted.com, and that's youarespirituallygifted.com, and get on the wait list, register for the wait list, and once the book is published in the fall, they'll be notified, one of the first ones to be notified.
Perfect. Okay, now tell us how people can get in contact with you or see what you're doing, where you're at. You mentioned a podcast. Can you give us some information about that?
Sure. Persons can visit my website at athenalucene.com. That's athenalucene.com. And there they can, you know, make themselves at home and check out the website, check out the podcast, which is a free resource that I provide specifically for spiritually gifted persons. It's a cosmic celebrity podcast because at our core, we're all cosmic celebrities, right? Once we integrate with our divine essence. And so there's a multitude, plethora of resources there. They can get on the list when they visit the website and they'll be updated weekly with various different resources. And there's also a contact tab there if they want to get in touch with me. They could just complete the contact form.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Athena Lucene.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
This was fun. We should definitely do this again.
For sure. So for all of you guys out there listening, thank you, first of all. And I should highly suggest that you go to pick up or basically get on the list to get Athena's book, YouAreSpirituallyGifted.com. Go to YouAreSpirituallyGifted.com and get on the wait list so when the book is published, you can get first dibs on it. And then also, if anything we talked about or you want to connect with Athena or you want to learn more or you want to get access to the stuff that she has on her site, or you know people that need this information, whatever the case may be, please share this information. AthenaLucene.com is her website, and that's A-T-H-E, N like Nancy, A-L-U-C-E, N like Nancy, E.com. This information will be on the site here at Blissful Living, but go there and just check out what she has. If anything that we've been talking about resonated with you, even if it was just the last part about Jamaica, go check her out, because I guarantee there's something that's there for you that you probably don't know you need, but when you see it, you know you should have had it a long time ago, okay? And then I want to thank, first of all, Athena Lucene for sponsoring this show, and the show is being sponsored by Universal Heart Coaching by Athena Lucene. So she is our show sponsor today. Universal Heart Coaching is her business. And so they are sponsoring this podcast episode today for all of you. And then I want to thank our podcast sponsors, Blissful Living For You at blissfullivingforyou.com. Go again, check out what they have with regards to the Unstoppable Woman Summit. And again, if anything that we resonated with in our discussion speaks to you, then you should go to blissfulliving4u.com and register for the Unstoppable Woman Summit, because part of the proceeds from that event will go to supporting our military veterans. Will go to support our military veterans that are women, our women military vets, as well as military spouses. So it's military spouses and families. So if any of that, what I mentioned, is resonating with you, go to blissfulliving4u.com and register for the event. Also, want to thank the other podcast sponsor, All Day Cable Incorporated. Again, they are located in the heart of Silicon Valley. If you have a need for voice data, fiber optic, wireless system, audio, video, anything that we utilize in telecommunications today, then you want to check them out at All Day Cable Inc. .com. They have a 5-star rating with all of their customers, and they've been in business for 30 years. All right, this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous. Again, I want to thank all of you listeners. Please share this show with everybody you love and care about. Without you listening, it would not be possible. I want to thank our phenomenal guest, Athena Lucene, and the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, is wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. And before I go, I just want to mention one more thing, or that food for thought that I gave in the opening of the show, and I'm leaving you with this. Are you spending this time being thankful for your life, the blessings in your life? Or are you spending this time complaining and focusing on the negative? And if number two is resonating and shouting out to you, then you need to switch your energy and focus on number one and all the positive things that are happening in your life, such as just being able to see the sunshine and breathe fresh air. All righty, everyone, take good care, and until next time, goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.